This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the final hour of college football game time here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael. You can find us at 92.9 The Game. You can find Randy McMichael at RandyMac81, John Chuckery at JMCH316. You can find me at ChrisGoforth1. Don't forget about our new college football game time podcast coming out. You can look for it later on in the week. It'll be out either Tuesday or Wednesday of this coming week. College football game time brought to you by Dos Equis. Make social distancing more interesting with Dos Equis, a most interesting beer. Guys, let's hop into the ACC. We go around the ACC. Let's start up in Syracuse, where Georgia Tech visits today. That's a 12 o'clock kickoff. It will be on ESPN3. It's a winnable game for Tech today. Syracuse, they just got a lot of depth issues. They had to pull Tommy DeVito last week because of an injury. Rex Culpepper came in. He finished that game. They're just so, and it's hard to believe for Dino Babers to be such an offensive guy that Syracuse is absolutely this bad on offense. They can't throw it. They average just 5 yards of completion against Pitt, and they can't run it either. They average just 1.5 yards per carry. So, you know, John, to a point that you made earlier about Georgia Tech taking better care of the football, they don't have to be great today. Just take care of the football because you got a chance to be able to come away with another conference win today.
Yeah, I mean, Sims has four turnovers and four INTs in two games, and, you know, they've had issues, and it's what kept Florida State in that game. I mean, truthfully, you know, Tech played so much better than Florida State, and Florida State was able to hang around because of the turnovers. I mean, especially in the red zone, plus two kicks blocked and things like that. You know, you can get away with that against some teams, but you don't want bad teams to be able to hang around in games like this because you give them opportunity and hope. And Syracuse is in free fall mode. I mean, they really are in free fall mode. And Randy, if I'm Tech's defense, you know, we talked about week one about getting after it and you know, getting more of that Jeff Collins identity. They got to continue that trend. I mean, teams have feasted. I think DeVito has taken like 14 sacks in two games or something like that the first couple of weeks. I mean, so teams are getting after Syracuse's offense. Keep that foot on the throttle defensively and don't give them opportunities with turnovers.
Well, the thing with it is that Tech should has no business losing this game to Syracuse. They are a mess, and with that being said, they are messing around and let like you said, JC, let this team hang around because of the turnovers and things like that. There's a lot to look forward to when Tech, you know, as they get better with the young quarterback, young running backs, and all those things. But you can't lose games like this. You said all the time, JC, you got to learn how to win. And you don't learn how to win by losing to a team like Syracuse. You should go up there and handle your business. I expect them to do that today because of how bad Syracuse is, not necessarily how good Georgia Tech is.
Syracuse, by the way, favored in this game. I think they're favored by like 2.5. So
are they?
They are the home team, so we'll see. Okay. Louisville and Pitt today. That's a noon kickoff on the ACC Network. Louisville.
Chris, I thought –
No, I think
Tech's
six and a half,
touchdown favorite, actually,
yeah,
in this game.
I think it's Tech 6.5.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, what I looked at had looked like Syracuse was like a 2.5-point favorite. So maybe the line moved, or maybe maybe somebody needs to get on that sports book a little bit if that's the line in it then.
But if Syracuse is favored, that might be like from 2002.
Could be. Maybe.
maybe 98 with Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
Louisville and Pitt today, again, noon kickoff on the ACC network. Louisville's got some real issues defensively. Kenny Pickett's not De'Aaron King, guys, but I think he is a guy that can give Louisville a lot of problems today. And Pitt, they got to be able to run the football better. We talked about how inept Syracuse was at running it. Pitt's averaging less than 3 yards per carry last week against Syracuse. They need to run it better. And then, you know, I'm interested to see how much better Louisville is from game one to game two for the Cardinals, because, again, that was really uninspiring what we saw from them last week against Miami.
Yeah, this could be a sneaky good game with Louisville's offense going against Pitt's defense in this game. Of the ACC matchups, I know it's – I mean, truthfully, we're going to talk about Florida State, Miami. Florida State really – I know the rivalry and in-state and all that, but – from a competitive nature, those two programs don't even look the same right now. But this game is interesting. I mean, Louisville having to go on the road after, you know, getting punched in the face by Miami on their home field, you know, and here comes a tough, rugged Pitt team that there's nothing special about them, but Narduzzi's calling card is the fact that they're going to play really good defense, and they get after you. They were a get-after-you defense last year. They're a get-after-you defense this year. This could be a sneaky good kind of game. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see Pitt take care of business today and knock Louisville in back-to-back weeks.
I think you're right, JC, about the matchup. Offensively, Louisville, I'm looking at over 500 yards a game right now, and then you look at Pitt, they're giving up 154 yards. So something's got to give. I mean, right now, and I look at the offensive match. I love Cunningham, quarterback from Louisville. It wasn't because of him they didn't win that game last weekend, because I thought he played really well. But I look at it as, you know, can Pitt get after the passer? I think that's the biggest thing, and that'll be the way that they'll win this football game today. I don't think they can. There's no way in hell they're going to score with them, even though they're averaging 38 points. That they did play Syracuse. I mean, and so that's why I won't put too much credence on the scoring part of Pitt. But I think that offensively, defensively, if Pitt can hold them to 24 points, which they can because their defense is so good, they'll win this football game today.
Guys, just so I'm not, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't completely high this morning. That Tech Syracuse game opened at Syracuse -3. Okay. And then has moved to Georgia Tech -7.5, according to Bovada.
Yeah, again,
currently,
when did that line open? Like a decade ago? Because why that line would even open with Syracuse being a favorite on their home field is beyond me. But
maybe it was before the season.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, it opened in March, I guess.
Yeah, maybe so. Florida State, Miami today. So here's the question. Is Miami for real? I'm not ready to say that Miami is back. You know, they had a run a couple of years ago with Mark Richt, got off to such a great start, and then everything just kind of fell apart. Now with De'Aaron King, he's great. He's been fun to watch, but I still think, guys, there's some issues on that offensive line. And, again, when you talk about Florida State and Miami, I mean, it's a primetime game on ABC. But this may be as blah of a Florida State-Miami matchup as we've seen in a while.
But why is it every time Miami wins a game on a Saturday night, people are like, is Miami back? I mean, what are they back from? I mean, like, I'm confused. Like, what are they back from? When they thought they were back, what was it? Was it the Orange Bowl where Wisconsin, ran them up and down the field? I mean, what are they back from? Like, I'm trying to figure, were they back from the war? I mean, where were they?
I'm right there with you, JC. It's amazing that every time you got game days down there, I just always remember this rivalry when I was in college, right before I went to college in my first early years in the NFL. This was one of the top five games you had to watch because of the little kids, they all grew up together playing against each other from when they were legit all the way up and continuing on to the NFL. Miami should have no problems with Florida State today. They should not. But I'm right there with you, JC. Why is it every damn time they win at night, it's the U back? It's the U back. It's the U back.
Well, I think they're it's because of the history that's there.
They're
I think
good
it's because
okay,
but where they were Chris, back in the early part
Chris,
of the 2000s.
Go beat
they haven't been able to get back to.
Chris, go beat Clemson, then we'll have that talk. But beating Louisville on a Saturday night, I mean, with all due respect, I mean, that ain't are we back.
But I mean, but the thing with it is that because we look at certain programs And you like to say this a lot, John Turk, when Miami's good, college football is fun.
Yeah.
When USC is good, college football is fun.
Right.
When Notre Dame is good, college football is fun. That's why we're clamoring, because the love for Miami, you just saw it was such a in-your-face type program. And we loved that part about, well, a lot of us did. A lot of people didn't like it. But at the same time, every time they do get, like you said, two years ago when they went on that run and they beat up on Notre Dame. You remember those night games in a row?
Three years ago, they had
straight night games, and all of them were won in dominant fashion. And then they go up there and stank it up against Pitt. That, you know, you remember that? And
yeah.
So that's what everybody wants,
but,
right?
I mean, when you say Miami's back, okay, if they're back to what Miami was, that
yeah,
means they were
yeah.
1-2 and in the national title game every year.
Right.
I mean, that's being back. Going to the Orange Bowl to play Wisconsin's not telling me that you're back. I mean, back is, okay, I've got, you know, 11 of my 22 are first-round NFL guys, and we're winning national titles. You know, that's back. But, I mean, we beat Louisville on Saturday night. Oh, we're back. Well, what are you back from? Like, you go to the store and go get a six-pack and, you know, go out for coffee and bagel and didn't tell anybody, or what?
We'll come back. We'll visit with...
we're back.
Brent Hubbs from VolQuest.com. We'll talk a little bit about Tennessee football, get you ready for Tennessee and South Carolina. Kickoff coming up later on tonight on the SEC Network. We'll do that next. It's College Football Game Time. It's brought to you by ESOG, Engineered Solutions of Georgia, a proud partner of your Georgia Bulldogs. Back with Brent Hubbs on College Football Game Time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the radio.com app. Hey, it's College Football Game Time here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you by Dos Equis. Make social distancing more interesting with Dos Equis, a most interesting beer.
This song makes me want to drink a whole bunch of Dos Equis. Just because we have guests on that we're always privileged to have on this show on College Football Game Time, Brian, don't mean you got to play the school song that they represent. You don't. I mean, come on, man. Okay, that was my rant.
All right, we'll get to Brent Hubbs here in a few minutes, guys. Let's go back. The Big 12, they start conference play today. We haven't really touched too much on the Big 12 and some of those games mentioned earlier. I thought this conference was looks kind of weak here to open up the season, but let's jump into some of these games. Let's go Texas and Texas Tech to start with. That's a 3:30 kickoff today, and Texas Tech gave up 567 yards passing and 4 touchdowns to Houston Baptist. I don't know what Sam Ellinger's going to do, but he may light this Texas Tech defense up even more than that today.
Well, they've always been defense optional anyway. So
yes,
I mean,
they have. I was going to say that. I was like, haven't they always been that way?
Yeah.
Yeah. So not surprised by that. Texas should beat them down. But these are the type of games right here that Texas has lost in the last few years. They'll lose one of these games. And so hopefully, I mean, I'm saying I'm sure they probably won't lose this one. But this is one of those games when they play teams like a Texas Tech or a Kansas State that they just mess around and you just like, how the hell did y'all lose that game?
Kansas State is at Oklahoma today. That's a noon kickoff. Kansas State, Chris Kleinman, he said earlier this week on the Big 12 teleconference that he didn't know if they would have 53 players to be able to compete today. I don't think Kansas State is, at least I hope they're not, as bad as the team that lost to Arkansas State, but I don't think they're in the same category with Oklahoma either. Do want to see Spencer Rattler today, guys, and look, this isn't Missouri State that he's going against today. This should be, I hope, a little bit more of a challenge for him taking on Kansas State today. But if he gets into a groove, I want to see what that looks like, because he's another guy with a chance to put up some big numbers if they can get that offense rolling today, John.
Well, this is the same Kansas State team and quarterback, right, that beat Oklahoma last year in this game, 45-41 or something.
Yep. You remember that game, JC? Because you remember Kansas State jumped out on them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look, you know, Kansas State, you know, it's – they don't win very many 45-41 games. That's not the way that they play, you know, out there. You know, make Rattler try to turn it over. I mean, they play decent enough defense, keep their offense, you know, keep Kansas State's offense on the field to keep Oklahoma off. Hope you can ugly it up. I would bet you Oklahoma's got some get back in them, Randy, for this game.
Yeah.
This is one of those ones that, you know, you remember and say, okay, remember last year, you know, and to lose a shootout to Kansas State. I mean, that's just, you know, it's, I don't know. Would it surprise me if Oklahoma, you know, went out there and won 70-28? No. But it's always one of those things that Kansas State can dumb down the game and make you play their style. They've always got a shot.
And the thing with it is, JC, is that this will be a better competition, a better look at a Spencer Rattler. I mean, Kansas State, I mean, they'll knock somebody off every now and then. Is Snyder coming back anytime soon? I mean, I'm not sure, because the only way they can win is if he's on the sidelines. But that's neither here nor there. But I was looking at something real quick. Chris, you were talking about the Grove. They just showed a view of the Grove. There's nobody there. Chris, there's no tents, no nothing. It's just grass. It's just grass, which – It's just hard for me to believe. But, yeah, Oklahoma should win this game easily. But, again, these are the games, and I'll go back to what I said about Texas. These are the games that these two that Oklahoma tricks off, just like they did last year against this squad. I doubt that's going to happen today. I think Oklahoma's going to beat them down. But just be wary of it. And the young quarterback, Spencer Rattler, he's going to get to play more than a half, so we'll get a full boat of what he is.
TCU finally able to get their season underway today. They are at home taking on Iowa State. That's a 1:30 kickoff. Iowa State a three-point favorite. Again, TCU playing their first game of the season. Defensively, TCU should be the best in the Big 12, and that secondary is one of the best in the country. The question for them is going to be quarterback play. Max Duggan has gotten cleared after having a heart condition, but who knows whether or not he starts this game today. You know, TCU, if they can find some offense, I think defensively, you know, again, another one of those programs in the Big 12, they're not Oklahoma, they're probably not Texas, but they're certainly one of those teams that can jump up and throw the wrench in somebody's plans. They've certainly got that potential to be able to do that.
Well, Randy, Iowa State's got a lot to prove this week after what after what happened to them in week one, and they were, you know, Chris, Iowa State was getting a lot of love in the Big 12 about, you know, maybe this is the year where somebody besides Oklahoma and Texas finds a way to do it. You know, maybe it's Iowa State, maybe it's Oak State, but I mean, you know, Purdy and Campbell and those guys, they were getting a lot of love in the offseason, and they go out and lay an egg against the Raging Cajuns, who are sitting at 2-0 after coming into Georgia State and you know, fighting back, and they were down 14-0 or 10-0 or something and take that game at overtime and win last week. But Iowa State's got a lot to prove, and, you know, this isn't necessarily, you know, maybe the place and environment you want to have to do that on the road at TCU, but they got to figure it out. I mean, imagine starting off 0-2. I mean, you know, your season can go sideways pretty quickly.
Yeah, they can. And that's the thing with the JC, is because of this, the way this you know, the season is and the conference only schedule, Iowa State needs some get back. They put on, I mean, to get pushed around, and I'm not saying anything against Louisiana, but to get pushed around the way they did, that's just not something that you look at when you think of a Coach Campbell coach team. You look at them, what's the one thing he wants to be? He wants to be physical. They just got whipped. And I'm talking about pushed all around that football field.
West Virginia and Oklahoma State today. That's a 3:30 kickoff there. Well, we talked about the struggles of Oklahoma State. It took all they had to get by Tulsa. Spencer Sanders, their quarterback, he's knocked out of the game with an ankle injury. Chuba Hubbard was held to just 106 yards. You know, who knows? Well, Chris, who knows exactly what you're going to get with Oklahoma State because of how beat up they are?
Chris, how about the fact that in a game where you typically have two teams that are defense optional, the game was, what, 16-7?
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen better baseball games than that. And those two teams are all, you know, Tulsa and Oklahoma State are all about how many points and yards they can roll up on you. And that ended up being a defensive struggle out there. That's the crazy part about all of that. But I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm not sold on either one of these teams. Oklahoma State, I probably like them because they're at home. Short of that, you can have both of those teams.
Yeah, you can have both of them. Guys, I got some SEC news real quick. It says Kirby Smart just said, I was looking at it, just said JT Daniels has not been cleared as of the moment, but left the possibility open that he can be cleared by 4 o'clock. So, yeah, that sounds good. And you see Derek Stingley Jr., he's out today. He was hospitalized because he was sick, and they keep saying that. They say it's not COVID-related, but, yeah, you lose that guy against that air raid, it might be a problem today from LSU.
Let's get to our final Big 12 game today. Let's go Kansas at Baylor. That's a 7:30 kickoff tonight. Baylor's won 10 in a row in this series. In 9 of those 10 games, they've held Kansas to under 14 points. Baylor's having they've had trouble just getting on the field.
I was gonna say, are they actually playing this game? Are we sure,
well,
Chris? I mean,
that's you know it's still on the schedule.
What's right now the better odds, Randy? Is it JT Daniels playing today or Baylor playing today? I mean,
I'm gonna go JT Daniels.
Yeah,
but I go JT Daniels. I mean, and that's the thing. What about Houston? Is Houston ever going to get a chance to play any football this year? I mean, it's amazing how many teams have been affected by this. That's why when we talk about the Pac-12 coming back and the Big Ten, no room for error. I mean, no room for error. I mean, it's a crazy situation. But, yeah, I mean, I think Baylor's playing today. I hope Baylor gets to play today. I'm not sure if they're going to play today.
And what we know about Baylor is nothing. You know, their head coach obviously is standing on the sidelines and Charlotte, North Carolina, at 0-2 themselves, and you know they—I don't even know what to tell you about Baylor at this point. What they're going to look like, we have no real idea. You know, obviously it's a new era, new regime, and we'll see. You know, we'll see what this thing looks like. But I you know, Kansas, I know is dreadful. I know that they're no good.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're Dave Aranda, this is a pretty good way to start things off.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're going to play probably the worst team in the Big 12. So, yeah, if you can't win at home today, I mean, where are you going to win?
All right, that's a look at what's happening today in the Big 12. Randy, back to your point a moment ago about Derek Stingley Jr. Not being able to go today. I guess it's going to be KJ Costello, the Stanford transfer at quarterback for Mike Leach. So,
weren't we expecting that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I thought we were expecting him to be the guy there. Yeah. I mean, he didn't leave Palo Alto to go down to Starkville for no reason.
Right.
So I'm assuming that's why he wanted he went there to be the starting quarterback.
I mean, it's all about, Chris, how quickly can they adjust to that system. That's why I say, I mean, these are two offenses that probably wish they'd have had a tune-up game before you get into, you know, get into this season, just to give your offense a better idea of, at least get them on film against somebody to see what they've got, because you've got two offenses that, honestly, at least going into this game, there's a lot more questions than there are answers all the way around. I mean, for both sides. I mean, yeah, okay, Miles Brennan's the quarterback. I mean, outside of their tight end, he's got virtually, you know, not many wide receivers left. He didn't have a wide receiver that caught even 20 passes last year. That guy that did everything for their offense last year is playing up at Arrowhead Stadium. So they've got a lot of questions, I mean, on offense. And all of those pieces, I mean, literally, like, all of their major key pieces from last year's, you know, offensive skill set are all gone. All of them. Like, not one or two. Like, all of them are either gone or they opted out for this year.
We'll come back. We'll get a look at some we'll recap our picks from last week, and we'll give you three winners and an upset special. It's College Football Game Time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
Yes!
College Football Game Time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael. Glad to be hanging out with you. It is time for us to get to some predictions. We do this every week. We give you three winners and an upset special. But before we get to this week's picks, we got to take a look back at last week. So, Brian, if you are ready on your end, I'll lead us off this week with a look back at how I did last week here on College Football Game Time.
Let's go with Appalachian State over Marshall. I like Miami over Louisville in a slight upset. Louisville, a 2.5-point favorite there. I like Miami to win. North Carolina State over Wake Forest. And my upset special today, you ready, John Chuckery? How about the Fighting Becky Falwells of Liberty?
Wow.
A 14.5-point dog upsetting Western Kentucky today.
Bam! Just like that. That's all there is to it.
By the way, is he 2-0 in his upset special?
Like, I think he is. I think
yeah,
he is.
I am. I've hit him both weeks so far.
Yeah, I think he is. I would have never thought that. I never would have guessed it. Yeah, never, ever.
The upset specials are a weird thing this year because just the matchups are all
the crazy.
Yeah, it's just, you look at some of these and you just kind of shake your head. It's like.
Well, we haven't had any Big Ten or Pac-12 games or up until today, no SEC games to predict.
Right.
So that's you're left with Western Kentucky and Liberty because there's nothing else to pick from. Yeah. Randy McMichael, let's find out how you did last week here on College Football Game Time.
I'm going with Pitt over Syracuse. I know the obvious, but I got to get on the board. I'm going to go Miami over Louisville. I scratch this out three times, but I'm going to go Miami over Louisville tonight. I'm going App State over Marsh. Marshall had a good win last week. Watch out for Marshall's quarterback. He's pretty good. And for my upset special. And I just asked you guys, y'all down there in Midtown, what's going on. So we're going to go a little further south of Midtown, right up under I-20. I'm going to go with the fighting Georgia State Panthers. I think Louisiana is coming in here feeling themselves. And I think that the Georgia State Panthers and Coach Elliott, who was on our show earlier, will upset.
Say it one more time.
Upset Louisiana, who was just ranked for the first time since 1941. They can't handle it. They can't handle all the hype. Georgia State wins the game today.
It looked good early.
Dude.
Yeah, way to be bold, Randy.
Oh, man. My whole thing, guys, I was like, just don't go to overtime. Don't go to – just didn't – Almost had it. Can we please hear John Chuckery's, please?
Ugh.
Let's get to it. Here's John Chuckery from a week ago on College Football Game Time.
I'm going to keep the train rolling here with Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech will beat Central Florida today. I'm going to Riverside Randy. I will take Louisiana to continue the roll against Georgia State. I think they come in here and get the victory today. I will Riverside both of y'all, and I think Louisville wins this game at home tonight. I think they find a way to get it done in what will be a scratch and claw type of game. But for my upset special, as I am the Georgia Rattlesnake, I am taking Randy, the fighting mean green of North Texas, to at home upset Southern Methodist University. And I can't believe I listened to Andy on that pick.
Wow.
Yeah, blame everybody but your devs, though. I mean, it wasn't even close. At least my upset special was close.
It was like four touchdowns. I mean, I think they won. They put 65 up on the old scoreboard.
At least mine was close.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's get to our predictions this week. I'll go ahead. I'll lead things off. I like Florida over Ole Miss today. Georgia Tech over Syracuse. Tennessee over South Carolina. And an upset special, Georgia Southern, a 14.5 dog today. I think they pull the upset and they get Louisiana Lafayette this week.
I was going to go with Devin Chris. I like that one a lot. I still got a minute before I reveal my upset special. I'm going to go Auburn over Kentucky. Of course, I'm picking Georgia over Arkansas. I know it's obvious, but, hell, I need to get on the board anyways. I'm going to take Miami over Florida State. I think the game's going to be closer, though, just because of the rivalry between the teams and the players knowing each other and all those things. So I'm going to go Miami over FSU. And for my upset special, John Chuckery, are you ready for this, man?
Mm-hmm.
You know one thing about me in life. You know I love being brought up in a military family. I love it. I love it. I am born a military brat, and everybody served in the damn army except for my Aunt Pam. She was in the Navy. So you best believe that when I saw this last night, you really think that I wasn't going to take it. I'm taking Army to upset your Cincinnati Bearcats Cincinnati tonight.
I looked at that game too. Army's played well the first couple of weeks of the year. They've been all right. I looked at that game too. I did not go that route, but that's a good call. It's not a bad upset special. We'll find out how good Cincinnati is. I mean, if they're going to be, at least a contender for whatever they're going to contend for, got to get this game tonight.
Yeah, Army's so tough to prepare for. That's what leads you to always consider Army as to be the team that can pull the upset.
I mean,
they're pretty good defensively too.
Yeah, they're very well coached. I mean, that's obviously when we've had their coach on a couple of times on our show. And
is he related to Georgia's OC?
Don't know.
I don't believe so.
I don't think Jeff Monken. Okay. I don't know if Jeff Monken is or not. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? Because I saw it. This is flash. I was like, are they brothers? It probably spelled wrong. It's spelled different. Never mind.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, JC.
All right. For my picks of the week, I'm also going with Auburn over Kentucky today. I will continue the Georgia Tech train as Bulldog Chuckery will take the Fighting Yellow Jackets over Syracuse. Chris, I'm with you. I think Tennessee finds a way to get this done today over South Carolina. That's going to be an interesting game. That might tell us a lot about kind of where the direction of maybe a couple of these programs are going. And for my upset special of the week, Chris, they're not going to get it done 2 weeks in a row. So for my upset special, I am going to take the Fighting Andy Garcias.
And I embrace the fact that Nuff Said might grow a whole new segment in my hotels.
Hello!
And I'd like to lock this up right now. Exclusive rights. I want to place this beautiful domino table at our Tunica location.
Mississippi. That's where games go to die, isn't it?
Stay out of this bank. You've already passed.
Really? And do for him what I'm prepared to. Prime placement, center room, Vegas, tonight.
The Florida International University Panthers take out your Liberty Fighting Falwells, Chris Goforth. So.
Hey, believe it or not, John, that was my other pick. It was between Florida International over Liberty or Georgia Southern over Louisiana Lafayette, and I went with Georgia Southern. So
yeah,
hopefully one of us is right.
Florida International hasn't played yet, obviously, so we'll see. They're breaking a new quarterback, and we'll see what Butch has got. We'll see what Butch, but I don't think they get it done 2 weeks in a row, so I will take the fight in Andy Garcia's of Florida International over Liberty today as my upset special.
I thought you would have came up with, had a better clip. Like, what was the one he was in?
He was in Godfather 3.
I know that. It was 8 Million Ways to Die?
8 probably, Million Ways to Die.
That was so 80s. That was way
80s. Why do I not remember that movie? The two most famous roles that I can think of for him were the Ocean's movies and then Godfather 3.
I think it was 8 Million Ways to Die.
I remember the movie, Randy, but I couldn't tell you anything about it. I know I've seen it, but I couldn't tell you who was in it.
Yeah, I got it pulled up real quick because I was like that. Yeah, Andy Garcia was in it. Yeah, with him, it was with Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges was the drunk cop and everything. Yeah, it was.
But anyway, I thought 8 Million Ways to Die was Paul Johnson's offense, but I don't.
There you go, right there. There you go. And he's back.
Oh, it's college football game time here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, noon games, noon kickoffs coming up today. I hope you got fresh batteries in the remote because you've got really, for me, it's going to be flipping back and forth between ESPN and the SEC Network. Florida at Ole Miss, Kentucky at Auburn today. Plus, I got my upset special going on ESPN2 with Georgia Southern and against Louisiana. So I got three games I got to be thumbing back and forth between here and this noon hour.
Randy,
I got everything set up already, Chris. I'm just waiting for y'all to wait. I'm just waiting for Saturday. I ain't going to say bye. I'm just going to turn off my machine over here.
Randy, how important do you think it was for the SEC to kind of give everybody at least a cupcake kind of conference game to get started with here?
I think it was good, and also the fact that most of these games, most of the favorites to win the conference, JC, it's on the road.
Yeah.
So I think that was a good move by the SEC also, by letting Alabama go to Missouri and Florida go to Ole Miss and Georgia go to Arkansas. I think that was a great thing, a good thing for the SEC to do also.
Are you guys surprised, though, that they didn't schedule maybe at least one really good kind of opening game for the SEC?
Yeah, I was. It was the first thing I noticed when I looked at that schedule when it was released a couple of weeks ago. That where's that marquee week one game? We didn't get that from the SEC, and I thought they would. Not that they would give us, Alabama LSU necessarily right out of the gate, but I thought there might be something there similar to that would get us.
Yeah,
we would get in week one, but we didn't get it. Still a good look. I'm not complaining. I'm glad it's back.
Hell no, I ain't complaining.
There's your music, Randy. Thought you weren't saying goodbye.
All right. Chris, I am a professional now.
Okay. All right.
I think, anyway.
All right. Well, working with Andy's rubbing off on you, I see.
I just hope Freaky and Hugh give me better advice on my upset special this week. So.
Well, you stop.
What?
But I missed.
That's going to do it for us. We're out. We'll see you back in again next Saturday morning, 9 till noon. We do it every week's College Football Game Time. Special thanks to Dos Equis and ESOG, Engineered Solutions of Georgia, for making today possible. We'll see you next Saturday. Until then, enjoy the college football. So long, everybody.
See you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.